The geometry is really interesting in Family Jewels too, because in terms of the way you have the pattern behind him and also the patterns on the floor, so there's an interesting relationship you have going on there between these kind of monochrome blocks of colour, say the sofa, and then the tiles, and then the so was that something that you were thinking about?
Well, yeah, of course, there's an area of compositional arrangement that has been a part of my work all the time. And say when the use of acrylic entered in the picture, it facilitated that sort of situation even more, because acrylic could dry fast, and if it didn't work out, you could, you know, quickly change the color composition right away and go on or do it until you get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with oil, that didn't necessarily happen. You would have to wait until it dried. And so the marrying of those two together helped to facilitate mm-hmm. what I wanted to do.
The process. With Family Jewels, Jewels came to your studio for that painting.
Yeah, the first time.
So you then, just while you're talking about the drying times and things, I'm just thinking, how do you work in terms of moving from, say, the study to the final product? Is there a study, or are you sort of from it?
I was able to get the drawing down almost immediately
on the canvas.
On the canvas.
Okay.
And then once I got that, I could work out whatever I wanted to.
Okay. Yeah. So what do you use for the drawing?
Usually, then it was an oil sketch.
Okay.
And then I would block in what I wanted, and mm-hmm. given Jules's complexion, I could block in the whole figure in one fell swoop.
Right.
And then I could work on the other parts of the canvas. I think in this you mentioned the shirt that's in on the...
Yes.
Well, that was my shirt, and I needed some activity, a corresponding or a competitive pattern that would be juxtaposed to the Moroccan tiles and the pattern from the rug at the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts.
Okay.